This is KYUK Public Radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Christy Schallenberger. Governor Mike Dunleavy says the state will pay permanent fund dividends on July 1st. That's 3 months ahead of schedule.
We're in extraordinary times. We need to make sure that the people of Alaska have cash in their hands to help with this economy. I can't think of a better time to do it than now.
Dunleavy made the announcement at the end of a Wednesday press briefing that primarily focused on education and plans for reopening the state's schools in the fall. According to the state, as of Wednesday, more than 600,000 people applied for dividends. The Permanent Fund Dividend Division expects to send out nearly 600,000 payments on July 1st. Last month, the legislature set the dividend amount at $1,000. And in more coronavirus news, state officials are lifting many of the coronavirus-related restrictions for businesses and organizations on Friday. And Bethel plans to follow suit. The city is reopening its facilities to the public next week, resume bus services, and return cab rules to pre-COVID-19 state. KYUK's Greg Kim has more.
The city of Bethel will be reopening at the pace that Governor Mike Dunleavy sets. City Manager Vinny Carranza says Bethel doesn't have the authority to set its own reopening guidelines.
We really don't have individual powers as a second-class city. It's very limited. You know, Anchorage is a home rule city, so they can make their own, they can have their own pace. So usually, generally, second-class cities kind of follow what the state does.
On Tuesday, city facilities like the police department, fire department, city hall, and the public works building will be reopened to the public. There will be some limits. The buildings will only be open from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Face masks will be required for both city employees and anyone coming into the buildings, and occupancies will be limited, which means some people may be asked to wait outside. The city's public transit will also be back in service once vehicles are reconfigured. Plexiglass walls are being constructed next to the bus driver's seat to protect both the driver and the passengers. Everyone inside the bus will be required to wear a mask, but Carranza says social distancing won't be enforced.
It's a very small bus. I think if you had a six-foot rule, you may get one or two passengers, and that's it.
The city is down to one bus driver, and if that employee determines conditions aren't safe enough to drive, then Carranza says the bus service won't run. Bethel's other transportation service, taxis, will be returning to a rideshare system. On March 24th, the city's COVID-19 emergency declaration expires, along with the city manager's authority to dictate cab rules. That's when cab riders can expect flat rate fares to return. Carranza says cabs could voluntarily limit the number of passengers they pick up, but they will not be required to. 2 days after the city's first COVID-19 emergency declaration expires, Bethel City Council will consider reinstating it for another 60 days. If that happens, Carranza will once again have the authority to dictate cab rules. He says he would leave the flat rate rideshare system in place unless the situation in Bethel changes.
I'll just wait and see. If there's a third case, if there's a case in Bethel that would warrant social distancing, stricter measures, then they'll be like, hey, taxi company, we're going to go back to social distancing, what are your suggestions?
The city has also been discussing what kind of 4th of July celebration it can have this year. Carranza says a parade will almost definitely happen, and depending on how the next month plays out, he says a social distance fair may be an option as well. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.
And finally, the packets are on the way to Calista Corporation shareholders. Director of Communications Tom Leonard says information for the annual meeting in July will go in the mail Friday, May 22nd, and arrive in electronic mailboxes that afternoon.
About 2,000 shareholders have opted to get the information by email, so look for your email this Friday around noon.
Originally planned for Tuluksac for July 3rd, this year's annual meeting for the Regional Native Corporation is going on as scheduled, but not in Tuluksac. Due to the pandemic, it's taking place on the website chalistavote.com. The packets sent out to shareholders have information on how to use the individual personal identification, or PINs, to both vote and use the computer to watch and participate in the annual meeting, which begins at 1 p.m. on July 3rd. The virtual meeting will be able to accommodate more shareholders than the 200 to 300 that normally attend Calista's annual shareholder meeting.
By having the meeting this year at chalistavote.com, theoretically hundreds or possibly even thousands of shareholders will tune in.
Calista does not have plans to provide a conventional phone link to the annual meeting due to the difficulty of limiting that participation to shareholders. Leonard says the corporation is trying to figure out how to provide people without internet a way to access the meeting, but have not found a solution yet. For now, it's the internet. That may be tough for many shareholders living in the bush with limited connectivity. Voting on the resolutions and new board members will take place, as it always has, electronically and by mail, along with real-time voting at the annual meeting. Leonard says very few people ever vote in person at Calista's annual meetings.
Just to give you an example, nearly 10,000 shareholders voted last year, and the number of people voting in person was less than 20.
Those shareholders who don't want to vote on the web can send their proxy ballots in the mail. But it has to go into the mail fairly soon because the ballot has to physically arrive at Calista before June 29th to be counted. Calista has also been exploring the idea of working to create a new federally recognized regional tribal organization. Leonard told KYUK the corporation is responding to a request from some of its shareholders.
This effort that some shareholders have asked us to support in having a meeting and a vote is different than the Nunavut effort. So those are two different efforts that we're talking about.
Nunavut is an aspiring regional tribal government which has been operating in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta with few financial resources and scattered support. Leonard says Calista has not rescheduled the meeting to discuss the idea after it was canceled due to the coronavirus pandemic. This is KYUK News. Thanks for listening. I'm Christy Schallenberger. Send your tips and comments to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News Yukden coming up.